Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Today in Sports Betting for Tuesday, January 25th, 2022. I'm your host, Doug Reed. You can follow me, as always, on Twitter at Doug_Reed34. That's R-E-I-D, 3-4. If you're not already following Sports Ethos, who produces this show, on Twitter, I highly recommend a couple of Twitter accounts. One is Ethos Wagering, E-T-H-O-S, Wagering. We give free plays there each day. We give updates, thoughts, comments when lines move, when people are injured. Great constant feed, constant information throughout the day. And then also, if you're a fantasy basketball player, highly recommend you follow Ethos Fantasy BK for basketball on Twitter. It's the single most dominant basketball and fantasy news feed you will find. Get all your NBA news in one handy Twitter feed. Easier and faster than the competition, provides more analysis as well. Again, that's Ethos Fantasy BK on Twitter. All right, quick recap of yesterday's games in the NBA, or that I had. In the NBA, it was 0-1. I took Phoenix minus 11 with Utah fielding their G League team. And I think Phoenix was up about 9 at half. So it looked like a good, what I thought was going to be an easy win. And then Utah battled back, and Phoenix ended up winning by 6. So I don't usually take flyers in games like that, but I thought, even with eight and out, Phoenix looked pretty good. But I was on the wrong side of that one. Also had an NHL three-team parlay that went awry when Anaheim won on the road and upset my parlay there. In college basketball, I was 2-2. Ended the night with covering Texas Tech, losing in double overtime when it ended up being a great game at Kansas. The line there was Tech plus 7.5. They lost by, I think it was 2 or 3. So that was an interesting game. It kind of saved my night a little at the end. So I was 2-4, down 1.35 units. Need to update my totals for the show. I had a great Friday last week and not such a good Thursday or today or yesterday. So still positive, but I'll give you an update as soon as I get those numbers in the next couple of days. So without further ado, let's hit the boards. Lots of action. Great night tonight. 9 games in the NBA. I think there's 40-something in college basketball. I think there's 8 in the NHL. I don't think I have any NHL plays tonight. There are a few good games, but just like most nights, the lines are just too steep for me to jump into. So in the NBA, let's jump right into it. First game of that is Charlotte at Toronto. The Raptors are favored by 2.5, total 222. I've actually got Charlotte as a slight favorite, about 1.5. So a little too close for me. And this total at 222, Toronto's playing still with no fans in the stands. I would lean under the total, and I would lean Charlotte in this game, but not going to touch either side. The first game of the night I am on is Denver travels to Detroit. Now, Denver is 7.5-point favorites, total 218.5. Denver's only, I'm actually on the home Pistons here, plus 7.5, catching the points. Denver's only 11-12 on the road, and Detroit is actually 5-2 in their last 7 home games. And of those wins, they beat Toronto, Milwaukee, San Antonio, and Miami. I know Miami was a little shorthanded, and Milwaukee may have been short Giannis, but still, for a team that everybody, for a team that even I've talked about on this show has been crushed a few times in the last few weeks, they seem to have righted things a little bit lately, playing a little better at home. And an odd back-to-back. These two teams met on Sunday, which is odd to get an East Coast and a West Coast, or Eastern Conference and Western Conference team. But these two teams played at Denver Sunday. Denver won 117-111. So you can't exactly take one game and flip it with a one-game sample size. But they won by six, traveled to Detroit, got to give Detroit a bit of a home court advantage. I think laying 7.5 is just too much with the Nuggets, who have been inconsistent, like I said, slightly below 500 team on the road. So happy to take the Pistons, catching 7.5 points at home. The next game of the night I'm also on is the Clippers travel to Washington. Washington is 4.5 point favorite, 216 is a total. I've got Washington favored, but only by about a point and a half. So I'm happy to get those extra points. Happy to take 4.5 of the Clips on the road. I think they have won four of their last eight in the road. This is the fourth of an 8-game road trip in the East. They're 1-2 so far. Washington's only 13-11 at home, and they've been madly inconsistent. Sorry about that. This season, Beal is back. They've been playing a little better. I think the Clippers have actually woke up too. Paul George isn't due back for a while. They're still a solid team with, you know, their point guard rotation, their shooting guard rotation has been a bit in flux. They seem to have settled that down. I like them. They can potentially win this game. Like I said, I have Washington slightly favored, but if you're giving me 4.5 points, I'm definitely on the Clippers here. The next game is New Orleans, who is on the second game of a back-to-back. They're at home last night. They're on the road tonight in Philly. Philly's 8.5 point favorites. I have the 76ers about 5.5 points. But Philly at home, never like to bet against them. Total's 215.5. I have the total about 210. Philly is a good defensive team. But New Orleans has been playing better lately. Ingram's going to be out for this game. So that definitely won't help. That's why I think my line at 5.5 would probably be up a couple points with Ingram out for New Orleans. So at 8.5, I'm not going to touch it. The third game I'm on, and I've got actually a play and a prop here, is the Lakers traveling to Brooklyn. Now, Anthony Davis is supposed to be back, and you've seen that in the line. The Lakers are 3-point favorites at Brooklyn, total 226.5. Now, Kyrie's not playing because it's a home game. Kevin Durant's out. So it's a Harden show tonight. And I think he can, you know, Davis is coming back, but he hasn't played in, I think, 6 weeks. The Lakers have been complete disarray. They don't look like they want to play defense. This total, 215.5. Again, my model's coming in under that, but I would not be surprised if the total sailed over that tonight. I'm actually, like I said, on Brooklyn, catching the points at home against a listless team. Sure, Davis is back. How healthy is he going to be? Is he going to play a full allotment of minutes? He may. But you never know with a big guy like that in his first game back. I'm also on because Kyrie is not playing, and I'm going to look at this going forward. The Nets have a number of games coming up at home. I think it's at home the next couple of weeks. And I'm going to look at this with KD out and Kyrie not there. Harden's going to score. For sure he's going to score, but he also likes to distribute the ball. So I'm looking at Kessler Edwards, a prop of over 10.5 points. I got it at minus 115. So I'm taking Kessler Edwards for the Nets over 10.5 points with an implied point total of, I mean, my model has them at about 110. If you're looking at the 226 total, you're going to be in that range. And like I said, I could see that number sail over. And even if Harden goes off and scores in the 30s, someone else has to score. And I think Edwards is a good opportunity. Patty Mills has got an opportunity to get some points as well. But at 10.5, I like Edwards on that prop. He dropped 15 last game. The few games before that, I think he scored 5-5 and 10 or 5-5 and 12. But those were on the road again. So Kyrie was playing at home. No Kyrie. Someone's got to receive those passes from Harden. And someone's got to put up some extra points. So Kessler Edwards over 10.5 points. The next game, we go to Boston. Celtics are 8.5 point favorites over Sacramento. 219.5 is the total. I've got the Celtics as about a 1.5 favorite. So I am on Sacramento plus 8.5. De'Aaron Fox is questionable. So if he doesn't go, if you're looking at this game closer to game time, if he's not a go, you might want to hold off. But Sacramento's been playing decent. Boston is inconsistent. And I just think laying 8.5 points in any game is a lot of points. But the Celtics laying 8.5 points is more than a few too many for me. So happy to take the Kings there. San Antonio travels to Houston the next game. San Antonio's on the road, 3.5 point favorite, 235 total. These guys played a few weeks ago, and I think the total is closer to 250. But 235 is a big number. I can't touch that total. But The line opened -3.5. I'm checking now. The line's actually up to -5 San Antonio. So I was leaning Houston. I'm definitely on Houston now. If I can catch 5 with the Rockets at home. This is the first game after a 5-game road trip where they went 3-2, including a game at San Antonio on January 12th where they won 128-124. And I think San Antonio was missing a few guys with COVID protocols. But nonetheless, the Rockets have been struggling this year. Went on the road, went 3-2 in the road, which is always a good thing to get a struggling team together, get them out on the road, bond a little, win a few games, which they did. And San Antonio away from home was 8-15. And in their last 7, they're 1-6. So they're not a team who's exactly lighting it up away from the friendly confines of their home arena. And laying 5 points on the road is a few too many for me. So I'm on the Rockets, +5 at home. And then the final 2 more games. Dallas travels to Golden State. This is going to be a great game. Dallas is 210 total. Golden State is a 3-point favorite. Now, Draymond's not playing. Klay Thompson's not, questionable. Looks like he's not going to go. And I think that's why this line is as close as it is, because Dallas is fairly healthy. They've been playing well. But if Klay's in the lineup, I think it's probably a 5 or 6-point game. My model's got this closer to about 9, but with those guys out, I just can't factor that in. So this game's a fade for me. Going to be a great game. Could go either way. But right now, -3 for the Warriors. Going to stay away from that game. Now, the final game of the night is the high-flying Portland Trailblazers coming off road wins at Toronto and at Boston, are home to host Minnesota Timberwolves. Now, the T-Wolves come in a 3-point favorite. 228.5 is the total. I've got the T-Wolves at about a 2-point favorite, so I'm not going to touch this. If I had to lean one way or the other, I think I'd lean Minnesota. I mean, Portland's been playing great, but and CJ McCollum's back, and he's been playing great. But still no Dame Lillard. Nance is out. Powell's still out for personal reasons. Hard game to handicap. Minnesota's a better team. It's at Portland. Bit of a wash there. I would lean Minnesota, but having to lay 3 points, I'm not going to touch that. So that's a quick rundown of the NBA. A few games I like, and that one Kessler Edwards prop I like as well. Before we get to the NCAA board, I do want to remind you of our new partner here at Ethos Sports, Thrive Fantasy, T-H-R-I-V-E. Prop up with Thrive Fantasy on their mobile app or at thrivefantasy.com. Use Ethos when you sign up to get a 100% deposit match bonus on your first deposit up to $100, plus either 2 or 4 free game tickets.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Pick player props on the biggest names every night. Score points when your props hit. And the players with the most money at the end of the night share the nightly prize. If you're looking for more information, other than my Kessler Edwards prop, I highly suggest you go to our Ethos DFS group as well. We have a regular podcast, and if you're a subscriber on our site, you get regular daily information on DFS plays. Highly recommend you check that out, and that'll give you a lot of advice for props as well. So again, the code is Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, over at thrivefantasy.com. It's a fun way to play some prop games, not against the house. You're playing against everybody else who's out there. So now in the NCAA, there are some great games on what they're calling Super Tuesday today. And I've picked out 3 games that I'm looking at. Sorry, just trying to pull them up here. What I think is probably the marquee game of the night is Michigan State travels to Illinois. Now, Michigan State is 5.5-point underdogs at Illinois. Kofi Coburn, the Illini's big man, potential player of the year this year, missed last game with a concussion, and they got blown out by Maryland. And as of recording, he's still questionable. So I think that's probably baked into this line, and I'm on Michigan State at +5.5. If Coburn doesn't play last minute, maybe the line goes up a point and a half. I can't really see it getting much more above 6, considering Michigan State's on the road. If he does play, it probably drops to about 2.5.
Yeah.
No, sorry. If he doesn't play, it'd probably drop a little. If he does play, I could see it going up to 6, 6.5 for Illinois. Anyways, I think Michigan State's playing well. Tom Izzo coach team is going to be able to handle the road environment in Champaign. And with the question mark beside Coburn, I'm happy to take Michigan State at 5.5. The next game I am on is Buffalo travels to Toledo. Buffalo's always been a high-scoring offense in the past. They're a little up and down this year. A good team, but I've loved the Toledo Rockets. Love the way they're playing. Good with the ball. Very efficient. They're favored by 4.5 points. I'm actually on the Rockets. And if you go to our, if you're a member at Sports Ethos, you'll get our first half expert, Blake Lawatch, and he's on the first half Toledo line. I'm not going to tell you what it is. You're going to have to go check it out. But he's on Toledo first half in this game as well. So we're lock, stock, stock and barrel. We like Toledo first half, and we like Toledo on, I like Toledo on the full game at -4.5. Now, the next game is kind of an off the beaten path game that you're not, most people aren't going to be following, I'm going to imagine. It's St. Thomas at North Dakota State. Now, St. Thomas is in their first season in D1 basketball. Small team, very efficient with the ball, but they don't play very fast. But they've got a very interesting stat that I dug up, and I looked into this a little further. When it comes to three-point field goal percent, they hit 38% of their field goals, so number 21 in the country. Okay, so they're a good team, small team, like to control the ball, and hit 38% of their. So they've been playing not a lot of games to the over, but in this game, the total is 149. I'm actually on the under for a very specific reason. When I dug a little deeper, so they hit 38% of their three-point field goals, number 21 in the country. But then I saw that North Dakota State defends the three ball really well. They actually only give up 31.2% of three-point shots, which is 81st in the country, 81st of 358 teams. So well above average in that department. So I thought, who's St. Thomas been playing? Now, I stripped out their games against a non-D1 opponents. They played 15 games this year against D1 opponents. They haven't played a team ranked, well, they played Oral Roberts, who was ranked 51st. Other than that, they played a lot of teams in the mid-200s, 300s. So I looked at games that they shot under 38%. I looked at the games where the teams they were playing defense, three-point defense, was better than, what did I take it at? Better than the top, I think, 111. Sorry, let's try this again. Let me just make this clear. I looked at teams they had played and a three-point defensive rating for the teams they had played, all 15 games. They played five games against teams that ranked inside the top 111. So five teams had defense against a three-point field goal inside the top 111 teams. So roughly the top third of the country in a little less than that. And again, they're playing North Dakota State tonight, who ranks well inside of that at number 81. In those five games, they're 1-4, so they've lost four of the five of them. But more importantly, so they shoot 38% from three-point field goals against these teams, so better defending teams from the three-point range. Oral Roberts, they only scored 20.6 against. Montana State, 21.9 of their three-point field goals fell. Seattle, 32.3. Niagara, 38.2, so right about their season average. And Fordham, 29.7. So substantially down in their three-point shooting. This is a team that relies on the three ball. They have a very interesting stat, too. Two interesting stats. 52.7, so almost 53% of their field goals. So 53% of their shots are three-point field goals. That's the second most in the country. So over half their shots are three-point shots. Second most in the country. Of their total points, 47.8, so call it 48% of their total points are on three-point field goals. The number one team in the country in that particular category. So they take a lot of three-point shots, second most in the country, and they rely on three-point shots more than anybody in the country. However, when they play a team in the top third in defending three-point shots, their field goal percentage goes down from 38 to 20.6, 21.9, 32.3, 38.2, 29.7. That is a huge, huge drop-off. And North Dakota State is the second-best team. Oral Roberts was the 51st best team at defending the three-ball. North Dakota State, who they played tonight, is the second-best team they face this year. So I what I'm getting at with all this analysis is they like to shoot threes. North Dakota State knows how to defend threes. I think that's going to bring their point total down. So I've got the under 149. I've also got North Dakota State at -7.5. It's lines at 7.5. I think they're at home. They're going to be able to win if they just run the numbers. This game probably is about a 6, 7, 8 point game. I think with North Dakota State being able to limit their scoring, they should be able to win by even a few more. So I'm on to three games. Tonight I'm on Michigan State +5.5, Toledo -4.5 at home, St. Thomas, North Dakota under 149, and North Dakota State -7.5. Now in the NHL, some interesting games, but unfortunately, again, the lines are just too out of whack. Arizona's been playing really well. If you want to take a lottery ticket, they're +375 at Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh's -500. I think that's an easy Penguins win, but at -500, I can't lay five units to win one. The Senators are at home to the Sabres. This should be a decent game. Sens -175 in the home money line. Dallas travels to Jersey. Dallas is -140, so Jersey is an underdog at +120. That's not a bad game. I might lean on that. Might look there a little more, but taking the Devils at home is never a bad play. Vegas travels to Carolina. This is the game I was considering. Carolina is -230 at home. I like them to win, but -230 is still laying a little too much. The Flyers travel to the island to face New York Islanders, who are back and playing lots of games. They're going to have a very busy schedule for all the games they missed. They're -280 favorites, the Islanders. I like the Islanders here, but can't lay that number. The Panthers travel to Winnipeg. Florida Panthers -165 at the Jets. You can get the Jets at +145. Should be a good game, but tough to take the Panthers at that line against Winnipeg, who could pull out the win. And then what I think will be a very interesting game out in Western Canada tonight is the Oilers, who have been struggling, played a little better lately. They're -150 against the equally struggling Vancouver Canucks. You can get a +130. Don't want to touch that. I like the Oil there. But what battle of two West Coast teams, more of a, not a coin flip, but I can't lay 150 on the Oilers there. And then a final game is Nashville Predators traveling to the expansion Seattle Kraken. Nashville is -180 in the money line. The Kraken are +160. I'd probably lean Nashville. I was looking at doing another three-team parlay, but that went bust yesterday. Grabbing the Pens at -500, who I like to win for sure, and the Islanders at -280, and the Preds on the road at -180. But decided not to do that, to pass on that tonight. So definitely some good games. I really like the Oilers-Canucks game, and I like the Vegas-Carolina game just to watch. They should be good games tonight. But nothing for me as far as plays. So, ran down the NBA board, some NCAA games. There are a lot of actually good NCAA games on the docket tonight, that Super Tuesday, they're calling it. And if you are a college basketball fan and want to stay up late on the East Coast, well, you start off with Michigan State, Illinois, which would be a great game. And we end with Arizona at UCLA. Arizona comes in -2.5 at UCLA. I think that's going to be a great game. I don't know which way to go. I can't wait to see that. I'm probably going to stay up and going to have to stay up and watch that game. So hope you had a good, hope you've had a good day. Hope you have made some good bets tonight. And, if you have any questions, comments, like always, by all means, hit me up on Twitter, Doug_Reed, 3-4. Happy to hear from you. Happy to hear thoughts or comments. But before I leave, I quickly want to remind everyone about our partners at Manscaped. Go to manscaped.com and use the code HOOPBALL20 for 20% off your order and free shipping. Also, check out our pals at mybookie.ag. Use code HOOPBALL on the third page of sign up to unlock deposit match bonuses there as well. So don't forget manscaped.com and our partners at mybookie, mybookie.ag. Hope everyone has a great day, and we will chat with you tomorrow.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.